And now here's the Posh Radio 4 lady with Dear Scott.
Hey Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and all the production team. Here's a question for you all to ponder on and answer if you have the brain power.
Okay.
Why is it that if someone yawns and you see them yawn, you automatically yawn yourself, even if you're not even remotely tired? Listening to the show for 3,495 days and counting. Keep it up, Smiley. Thanks, from Zach in Manchester.
Cheers, Zach. Have we really done that many shows?
I'm just trying to work out how long he's been listening for in years.
Oh, my God.
9.5 years?
Nah, can't
be. Have you been on 9.5 years?
No.
No.
Not on this show, no.
I think he's just made that up.
Okay. Well, that is true sometimes, but actually, Becky's, if you don't mind me saying, has been yawning quite a lot today, and I haven't yawned once in response, so it doesn't always work.
I think it does. Isn't it something to do with cavemen and, like, a warning sign to other cavemen to stay away? Like, if you yawn, I think don't come to me with science questions, but I think it's some kind of old school warning sign to basically get more oxygen in you so that you're ready to run off if you need to.
Right.
Like if you just go, like, open your mouth and, yeah, and I want to yawn now. I think that's it. I just think I might have just made that up, actually.
Okay.
But don't come to us for science news, because I'd
just let you roll with that one, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think it's an old, like, a defence mechanism thing.
Okay.
Don't make me talk about it anymore, because the more I talk about it, the less convinced I am that it's actually true.
A lot of people were yawning during your explanation.
Do you know what? That was almost as boring, and I say only almost as boring as the time
you told
us.
It's my boat story, yeah. Grab a grand story.
Yeah.
Still on the podcast if you want to hear it. The most boring story in the world ever. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L.
Hiya.
Actually, more of a dear Becky, really.
Oh, here we go again. Another answer from you, please.
As the Earth seems to have altered its orbit and is now revolving around association football, maybe I should give it a go. Who should I support, though? From the abundance of cheap polyester flapping around my neighbourhood, it would seem England is covered. I thought I might give another country a go. I don't really like football, but I do like boys, and I thought that with the help of Becky and her sticker collection, she could let me know which is the hottest team. I figure I could remotely feign an interest that way. Love you a million. Bibsy, off of Runcorn.
See, what's happening for some people that don't like football is they are just tending to support the team that they think is the hottest.
Oh, I did see a well... I've got my album to hand. I did see a well-hot one earlier, so I'm just going to go with whichever team he plays for. Hang on. He was new today, this one.
It's true, because hot people generally congregate around other hot people.
Oh, where is he now? He plays for a red team. Hang on. I think he might be for Spain.
People are yawning again.
Sorry, hang on, I just need to find him. I can't give a factually incorrect answer. Where is he?
Oh, God.
Oh, here he is. He does play for Spain. Cesc Fabregas or Fernando Torres, they're good.
Any other hotties?
I've only got 4 out of however many's in the team for these stickers, so...
All right.
Yeah, so those...
Spain is a good bet. Spanish people generally are
I'm not too impressed with the Greeks, to be honest.
You thought they'd be better, seeing as you have a Greek boyfriend.
Honduras is quite good.
All right, so go for
Spain or Honduras.
Spain or Honduras, if you're just following him to be.
And I think Spain happened to be the favourite, so that's win-win there.
Yeah, there's your answer. Thank you. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, and the one who doesn't speak. I love your show so much, and I'm glad to say I've been a listener since early 2007. Your show is the best. But the reason I emailed was not just to tell you how amazing your show is, but to tell you I saw Nick Knowles off of DIY SOS.
Oh.
Yes.
Love the Knowles. You know that we love the Knowles on this show. Because he's a hero. Mm. He saves people from dying.
Well, it wasn't him, but it looked just like him. I was in the library, and I kept having to ask him for help. So after the 4th time of asking for his help, I decided to leave him alone. But I just couldn't live without telling you there is a Nick Knowles lookalike down here in Plymouth. And also, this is my first email to you, so I was excited to let you know something as great as this. Lots of love, Louis, off of Plymouth. Laughing smiley, XXXX.
Oh, yeah, that's the Nick Knowles lookalike in Plymouth.
I think a Nick Knowles lookalike is almost as good as seeing the real thing.
Hmm.
Do you not get excited when you see famous people lookalikes?
I play that game all the time. Do you not?
It's almost as exciting as seeing the real thing.
On a train, I do it all the time. All the time. We're like, yeah, there's Chris Evans.
I like it of all the famous people that you could spot.
There's always a Chris Evans.
Is there?
Yeah, there's always a Chris Evans. There's always a Barry from EastEnders.
Yes, I've seen a few of them. I've never seen a Kylie.
No, I've never seen a Cheryl Cole.
There were a few Lady Gagas in my train station last night, though, because they were coming back from Ascot, I think.
Yeah. Barry from EastEnders seems to be the most popular one, though. There's always a Barry. Thanks for your tech. How much do you think... How much work do you think a Nick Knowles lookalike would get?
Oh, I don't think any of them are actually employed, are they?
Oh, they're not professional.
What would you need it for?
Well, I don't know, opening Village Fates, that kind of thing. If you can't get the real thing, next thing is to go for a lookalike.
But if you're going to get a lookalike, you'd get a... You wouldn't go for a Nick Knowles lookalike, would you?
I think you would. I would. Next!
Hi, Scott. Love the show and the posh Radio 4 lady. By Daniel, 8 years old.
Aw, thanks, Daniel. Thanks for emailing in. That's what Dear Scott's all about. You tell us how fabulous we are. No, it's it's about anything you want to say to us each week. So just send an email with stuff that you found out or stuff that you want us to know or stuff that you want to know about us. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I thought that might have been the start of a poem then.
No, that was it.
By Daniel, and I thought, oh, it's brilliant. He's done a poem.
No. Thanks, Daniel, for writing in. Next.
Know how much you love laminate and stuff, so have sent you this. You need to buy pouches for it, cos gift wrap was extra £2.98. I'm writing like this cos Amazon limit 240 characters. Jonathan Pugsley, Jersey, Channel Islands. 14, B-Day Today, Livin' Show.
This is my favourite. This is from Jonathan, who was hearing us talk about how much I love shredding and love laminating stuff last week, and has sent me a desktop laminator.
Oh, and it was his birthday.
It was his birthday, and he spent his money on buying me a laminator.
Oh.
And then wrote that message, and because they only limit you to 240 characters, he had to be...
Oh, that's so sweet.
I've sent him a personal email, but once again, Jonathan, thank you so much. You really shouldn't have done that, but I really appreciate it, so thank you. I've laminated everything now, it's brilliant. And tonight, I'm going to take it home. It's under my desk at the moment, and I'm going to properly laminate everything that I see.
You laminate the Radio Times?
I don't have the Radio Times. I'm going to laminate some of my phone bills.
Right. what, the really expensive ones?
Yeah, just so I can keep them.
It's going to be brilliant for our party tomorrow, because if you spill a drink or anything...
Yes!
Wipe clean.
Right, okay, shall I bring it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Good one.
And then we can use it to do everything that needs laminating.
Jonathan, that really is useful. Thank you very much. It's 6:12. This is what happens every Thursday. A posh lady from Radio 4 gathers up all the emails that you've been sending through the week and reads them out on Dear Scott. If you'd like to be part of this, it's dead simple. Just send an email. That's an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Symbols. First one?
Just thought I would let you know that I've opened a Facebook group. Lloyd, the footy expert from the Scott Mills Show, is amazing. I don't have many friends on Facebook, so I am lacking members at the moment. In fact, there is only me. But he really is amazing. Nearly crashed the car laughing at the chimichangas. Lots of love, Vicky, off of Littlehampton. Lots of X's.
Thank you, Vicky. I will pass on your Lloyd love to him. He'll like that a lot.
Hi, it's me again. Group now has 19 members. Whoop whoop. I think you should join, maybe. XXXX.
Thank you. I'm sure he'll get a few more members on his Facebook group now. He loves it.
19's good already.
19's all right, isn't it? Next.
Hi, Scott and all. I need help. My dad's currently being filmed as part of a TV show for Channel 4, and it's going to be on TV at some point over winter/next year.
Right, I want to know what the show is. How exciting. Read on, please, PR4L.
I'm so embarrassed. How can I make sure no one watches this and sees how embarrassing my dad will be? It's on for 6 weeks, too. Should I just hide for the 6 weeks till it's over? Eek, I am dreading it. The daughter. Yeah, I'm not saying my real name.
What show could it be? I was going to say The Family, because that's on for ages, but then obviously the daughter would be on that as well.
Super Size Super Skinny? But then you wouldn't film for all that time, would you?
Probably not, no. Could you write back to us, please, and tell us what show it is?
They're not going to say it. If they won't say their name, they're not going to say what the show is. Hollyoaks?
My dad?
Maybe. Might be playing a dad character.
It sounds to me like it's some kind of reality show. They're not acting.
You've been on Hollyoaks.
The dad's not acting. I'm glossing over that. Let us know. Just give us some kind of idea. It's a reality show or what is it? And then we'll be able to help a bit more.
Three in a bed.
That's finished.
Oh. Last maybe one. A new series and
yeah.
Come Dine With Me. No, that wouldn't be over 6 weeks.
Last one in Three in a Bed last night.
Just email back and tell us and we won't tell anyone, promise.
Next.
Dear Scott, I would appreciate it if you stopped doing funny items between 5 and 6 when I'm on my way home from work, as I'm on the bus listening with my headphones in and keep laughing out loud like a loon. Cat, Newcastle, X.
Okay, we listen to what our listeners say and we give them what they want. So as of now, Cat, there won't be anything funny between 5 and 6 of an evening. Hope that helps. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the breakout sensation of 2010, PR4L.
She added that in.
Yeah.
Scott, the solution to your problem has been right in front of you all along. After hearing the PR4L with Diddy, it's apparent that she, not Crystal Swing or the Baseballs, should play at your mate's wedding. Bublé was discovered doing a wedding gig in Canada. And since her career took off during the World Cup, you could use one of the goal words that Lloyd has taught you for the group name. She could be the Posh Chimichanga, P. Chimmy for short. Eventually, P. Chimmy and P. Diddy could collaborate on an album. John, off of St. John, Canada.
P. Chimmy.
I love the thought of P. Chimmy.
I like that a lot. Do you know what? That version, the PR4L version of Hello, Good Morning, the P. Diddy song that she did on the ukulele, that was in my head yesterday, the first thing in my head when I woke up.
Wasn't the P. Diddy wasn't Diddy version.
It wasn't, unfortunately, it wasn't Diddy's version. It was the PR4L's version.
On her uke.
With Diddy loving it. I want to play it again. So it'll be in my head tomorrow morning when I wake up too.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go, let's ride. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it.
That's just a remix.
Cause I see.
Take that.
You watching.
Don't stop, baby.
So let's go.
Let's go, let's go.
Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping.
Cause I've been leaning on the bar, cleaner than the stars. Rolls won't give me my props.
My props.
25 on the bank, I'll be stunting on their ass, and they're mad cause
hello.
I love it.
Good morning.
See, they liked it. It was the bit where she goes, hello, let's ride, let's ride. Good morning. That's the bit that's in my head.
Love, love, love her.
P. Chimmy, coming your way soon. Next.
Dear Scott et al. I'm wondering whether it's acceptable in the middle of the night to wake your spouse just to say good night. Because I think it's bang out of order. But evidently, my wife thought it was perfectly acceptable last night. It took me another 40 minutes to get back to sleep after that. Grr. Love you, John, out of Coventry.
Off of Coventry, actually.
I think it is acceptable, but
no,
it's not acceptable to call someone your spouse.
Yeah.
Not in 2010.
Spouse?
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever acceptable to wake someone up once they're asleep for something as trivial as that.
Really?
I don't like being woken up. I like my sleep. Just to go, wake up, what? Good night. No. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, The One, and PR4L.
The One.
I'm moving to London from Glasgow in September, and I wondered if you'd like to be my friends.
Tell us a bit more about yourself before we decide.
I don't know many people in London, but I listen to your show nearly every day, and I think you all sound lovely. So, shall we meet up for a drink? I like Pinot Grigio too.
Okay, I'm finding this a bit weird because I don't actually know you. Go on.
As I said, I don't know many people in London, so if you don't say yes, I might have to ask Chappers to be my friend, and I don't really want to, as he sounds a bit grumpy. Tongue sticking out, smiley. Love you all, Rachel off of Glasgow, but soon to be Rachel off of London.
Okay, Rachel, what do you think, Becky? You up?
I'm happy to meet her. I mean, obviously, I'll meet you, and if I don't like you, then we just won't carry it on. But if we meet up and we get on, then yes, we can think about taking things further.
Is this going to be like what we were saying
not
about...
Not that sort of further. Further as in friends. The one that doesn't speak's eyes lit up. I was like,
no. He really did. He was like, good one. Is this going to be like we were talking about dates last week and you're going to have somebody that is your emergency call?
But you can bring me... Do you want to meet... You just got better things to do, haven't you?
Yeah, really, yeah.
I'm happy to be. I know what it's like when you move, because I'm not originally from London. So
do I. I mean, I've moved away from home before, but I've never sent a paragraph into a radio station hoping to be friends with a DJ.
I bet you have.
I have not.
You have?
I haven't.
What?
I haven't.
No, you
I haven't.
Would have. Hi, I've recently moved to the town and would love to be a presenter on your station.
Yeah, but I...
I'll come in and make you cups of tea and everything. Please let me be your friend.
Oh, I've done that, but I didn't ask them for a drink. No, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm sure you're lovely. But
I'm up for it. If you, when you get down here, just
right. And I'll be your emergency call.
And,
so yeah. If she's really boring or really weird, then
and
you
then
can
I'll come back in the next day and say how good/bad it was.
Yeah, but even if it is going badly at the time, rather like a first date, you won't actually tell them at the time. You'll just be like, you'll just, or will you? I don't know.
I might go to the loo and climb out of the window.
Yeah, never come back.
Yeah.
Anything else you want us to know about? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it. We do this every Thursday, twice on a show. So we've got loads of space for your email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can have the ultimate honour of being read out by the Posh Radio 4 lady next Thursday. So get your emails in quick.